Thank you all for being here. So the ASAE standard states that field efficiency is the ratio of the effective field capacity to theoretical field capacity, with theoretical being calculated as your speed times your width of your implement divided by a constant of 8.25. And your effective is calculated the same way, you just add in a field efficiency factor in your numerator. Another ASAB standard states that for a row crop planter, the typical field efficiency range is 50 to 75%, and then having a typical percentage of 65, and your average speeds range from 4 to 7 miles per hour, while typically running at about 5.5. But we know that with the advancement of new planter technology, that these farmers are able to go well over 7 miles an hour. The objectives of this study are to determine the relationship that planter speed and planter width have on field efficiency, and the second is to determine the influence of field characteristics on field efficiency. The planter widths that were chosen for this study was a 40-foot John Deere ExactEmerge in western Tennessee, a 60-foot John Deere ExactEmerge in north central Oklahoma, a 60-foot regular John Deere planter in western Oklahoma, and then 80-foot John Deere planter in central and western Oklahoma. And for this study, all the field sizes and the shapes did vary. The data logger that was chosen was a Vector GL1000 compact logger that was connected to the CAN port inside the tractor's cab, which the trigger that was set to starting recording these messages below, the logger had to have, the key had to be on in the tractor and a valid GPS point, and had to have a valid GPS point. Some of the one that we were mainly concerned with was this SCV1, which is a selective control valve telling us whether the planter is lowered in the ground planting or it's raised, traveling or turning in the field. Once the raw data are collected, it was put into a Vector Canoe software and translated into a MATLAB format, where it was also aggregated into 1-second intervals. And this file could then be put into an Excel file and then put into ArcMap for further final post-processing. So here we can see that this is the raw data. And so the green would indicate that SCV1 valve is either going to give you a number, a value of either a 1 or a 2, and 1 is out of the ground, not planting, which would be your turning, or this would eventually be your infield traveling, or 2 would be your planting. The light blue is your original field boundaries, and this is created by following your outside planter passes and your in-rows. And then to get your field boundary that you want to use to calculate your acres and perimeter and feet and your hectares and perimeter and meters and eventually your perimeter area ratio, you want to buffer the original boundary half of your planter width. So for a 40 foot, it's 20 foot, a 60 foot planter is 30 foot, and an 80 foot planter is 40 foot. And then that will be the boundary, like I said, that you will use to calculate all your areas needed. After this, we decided to come up with a planter operation classification system based on that selective control valve. Other, we determined is 0 and color-coded it as purple, and this was anything greater than 120 seconds. So you would look in the field, and if you found a cluster of data points together, and there were some that was right over 120, there were some that was 5,000, 8,000, 85,000 data points. We would just classify those as other. Turning is 1 in red, planting's 2 in green, traveling's 3 in blue, and then folding was 4 in orange, 5, or unfolding, 5 in yellow. In folding and unfolding, you would look at where he entered the field and exited the field, and you would look for, again, another cluster of data points that was anywhere from around 70 to 120 seconds. So this is that same field after post-processing. And so we can see that this infield traveling had been changed from the original value of 1 to 3. And then you go in and you would have to make sure that on all the turns and anywhere else that you didn't actually miss a data point. It was color-coded as something different. This is a distribution of our fields. The 40-foot was used in 50 fields, totaling about 1,500 acres. 60-foot was in 64 fields at about 4,700 acres, and the 80-foot was in 25 fields at around 2,200 acres. The field number is on the x-axis, and the acres is on the y. The majority of the 60 and the 80 foots was above this 50 acres, and the majority of the 40 foots was below 50 acres. So how we're calculating field efficiency is we're taking our observed field capacity and dividing it by our theoretical field capacity, which the theoretical we get from the ASAE standard. And our observed field capacity is the acres of the field divided by our actual planting time, actual turning time, actual traveling, in-field traveling time. Our folding and unfolding is based on planter width, and from the results that we got after all post-processing had been done, it was determined that for a 40-foot planter, it was 90 seconds. For a 60-foot planter, it was 100 seconds. And for a 80-foot planter, it was 110 seconds. The seed loading is based on a seconds per acre, which was done by time and motion studies. And the seed depth was time and motion studies as well, and was determined in an October meeting with committee and Dr. Taylor and Dr. Porter that it would be 300 seconds. So here's a look at that time and motion study for seed loading. And we can see that for cotton, it'd be a 1.5 seconds per acre. Corn and soybeans is 3.4 and 8.5. So looking at our planter widths to our field efficiency, the theory tells us that as you increase your planter width, field efficiency should decrease. But with our observed data, we can see that for a 60 and 80, that does stand true, but for our Tennessee data, since it was only put in Tennessee, or the 40-foot was only put in Tennessee, that this doesn't stand true, and this is just showing us right now that there is a difference in Tennessee and Oklahoma fields. When looking at perimeter-to-area ratio, no matter what your planter widths are, we can be told by this figure that that perimeter area ratio is a major driving force for field efficiency. In this graph, we see that by our acres, we can see by these two different clusters, you kind of have this one right here, and then you also have this one that kind of levels out on a plateau. That this shows us that we have to treat each field differently based off the acres of that individual field. With most of this cluster being represented by our 40-foot planter, and this cluster being represented by a 60 and 80-foot planter. Our planting speeds to our field efficiency, this is our observed planting speeds, and they range from 5 to 8 miles an hour. This is with two different types of planters and two different types of crops. And we can see that we know that, like discussed before, that we have the ability to plant faster, but we're not. And this could be due to operator influence. Not all operators drive the same. And then this also could be to field characteristics, such as whether it's perimeter area ratio, or there's ruts in the field, or there's residue left, or topography. So our regression results for our observed data is broken down into three sections of all the fields, small fields, and large fields, with our small and large being broken apart by that 50-acre threshold. When looking at width and perimeter area ratio for the small and large fields, they are significant. But when looking at speed for our large fields, the negative coefficient is insignificant. But does have the correct sign that we would expect based off of how we're calculating field efficiency. But when looking at our speed for our small fields, the coefficient is positive and is highly insignificant. And this shows us that the speed in the small fields is less influential than in the large fields. For planting time, we're simulating it, and we're taking our planting distance and dividing it by our totals, or by our planting speed. And this is also due to those factors that was discussed previously, such as operator influence, topography, in field characteristics. So for a 40-foot planter with three different simulated speeds of 5, 7, and 10 miles an hour, we do see and would expect that as you increase your speed, you have a decrease in field efficiency. And this stands true for our 60-foot planter as well, that as you increase your speed from 5 to 7 or even 10 miles an hour, that we do have that decrease in field efficiency. At a constant speed of the 5 miles per hour with our three different planter widths, we see that the 60-foot in the red and the 80-foot in the green are behaving like we would expect to as you increase at a speed, as you increase your planter width at a certain speed, you have a decrease in field efficiency. For the 40-foot, we can't say that exactly right now, but we think that if we was to have put the 40-foot in the Oklahoma fields along with the 60 and the 80-foot, we would see the same, we'd see the same results from the 60 and 80. The same holds true for 10 miles an hour as well. The 60 and the 80-foot have that decrease in field efficiency, but our 40-foot still does not show that decrease. So in conclusion, we can conclude that field characteristics did vary between Oklahoma and Tennessee fields, and that the perimeter area ratio had a major influence on field efficiency. Increasing your planter width decreased your field efficiency, and then increasing planting speed decreases field efficiency. However, planting speed was not significant, likely due to field characteristics and operator influence. And we decided a couple weeks ago that we were going to collect more data this spring with a 60-foot planter in Tennessee, and hopefully it will correct the decreasing field efficiencies when increasing your planter size. I'd like to thank my committee members and my major professor, Dr. Mike Bustermo, and also a big thank you to Dr. Ed Barnes and Cotton Incorporated for funding this project and giving me this great opportunity. Any questions?
2.5 minutes for questions, if you'll have any call.
Yes.
What is your definition of your field efficiency? Is that just timing or plant emergence? What do you mean by field efficiency?
We're taking it as the observed field capacity. So it's a timing thing. So if your field efficiency, if your planting time gets smaller, your field efficiency is going to decrease if every other factor stays constant. If you shorten your planting time, your field efficiency is going to decrease. But your overall capacity will go up because you'll be able to plant more acres per hour.